Changes to child welfare systems are taking place under a new federal law that took effect this week. The new law is Bill C-92. It affirms the rights of indigenous communities to enforce their own rules around child and family services. It also shifts the focus of those services to preventing the removal of children from their families and communities. Indigenous Services Minister Mark Miller says the goal is to improve the health and well-being of Indigenous children currently under care and in generations to come. Prince Albert police are investigating the death of a man who was found unresponsive in a cell last week. The 31-year-old was an inmate at the Provincial Correctional Center. Investigators say when the inmate was found, he was taken to hospital and pronounced dead. Foul play is not suspected. The man's name has not been released. A new set of insurance regulations came into effect in Saskatchewan this week. The Insurance Act replaces the 40-year-old Saskatchewan Insurance Act. Officials say it brings in new consumer protections, including banning aggressive tactics that pressure people into buying insurance. Rules on selling insurance as a bundle with another item have also been loosened. A union official says truck drivers are not being held up by striking workers at the co-op refinery in Regina. But the union says it interprets last week's court order as meaning pickets have 10 minutes to communicate with drivers. A judge ruled on December 24th that the union could stop vehicles trying to get in and out of the refinery, but only for a maximum of 10 minutes to provide information on the dispute or until the driver declines the information. A Manitoba woman is using social media to try to find answers on the unsolved 1980 murder of her mother.
Beautiful. She was a kind soul.
Denise Pacheco was 8 years old when her mother, Jacqueline Dick, was stabbed multiple times while she slept in her Winnipeg home.
It just seems senseless.
Pacheco says she needs to find answers in order to find healing. She created a Facebook page and is reaching out on the social media platform to try and find people who knew her mother.
Anything is going to help at this point.
But so far, Pacheco hasn't found out what happened or why. Kelly Malone, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg Beach.
A Yukon First Nation chief is unhappy about changes in caribou hunting regulations. The government is opening hunting permits for the 40-mile caribou herd near Dawson City for the first time in 25 years. Klondike Hoechan Chief Roberta Joseph says the Yukon government acted under pressure from Alaska, but the territory still has obligations under treaty.
It doesn't matter if the Yukon government is feeling pressured from the Alaskans, they still have an obligation to develop a harvest management plan. Not be making unilateral decisions on the harvest of the 40-mile caribou.
The Alaskan government claims there are concerns over the availability of food for the caribou on the Alaskan side. BC's Wet'suwet'en First Nation is rejecting a decision by the province's Supreme Court. It granted Coastal GasLink an injunction against band members who are opposed to the construction of a natural gas pipeline. Coastal GasLink says that it has signed agreements with all 20 elected First Nations councils along the route. But some hereditary chiefs say the project has no authority without their consent. Negotiations continue as striking workers from two Montreal airports continue to walk the picket lines.
Roughly 100 employees with Swissport Canada, the only fuel supplier at Montreal Trudeau International and the city's cargo airport in Mirabel, walked off the job several days after rejecting a tentative contract deal. The workers who refuel planes for airlines operating out of the airports have been without a contract since August, with salaries and work-life balance the main points of contention. Swissport says there have been no flight delays as they've been able to maintain fueling services at both airports with a team of trained managers from around the country. Lori Paris, The Canadian Press.
A winter storm is set to move across most of British Columbia. The system is expected to dump heavy rain on Metro Vancouver, parts of Vancouver Island, and the central and south coasts. Environment Canada says other regions will be hit with snow, wind, or freezing rain. BC Hydro is preparing for electrical outages caused by high winds. Dozens of Canadian volunteers are on the ground in Australia, assisting with wildfire command and management. Officials say 68 homes have been burned this week in the state of Victoria. The military has been helping thousands of people who fled to the coastal shore as fires threatened their homes. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says there are a number of people still missing.
That number may grow, or indeed people may report to authorities, or we can get to them either via mobile phone coverage or getting people into those communities. It may be that some of those people are safe, but we do hold very significant fears for the welfare of anybody who is missing at this time.
Smoke from the fires made the air quality in the national capital, Canberra, the world's worst in a ranking index today. Smoke was also blowing into New Zealand.